Hey, you're listening to episode 11 of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I am your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking about if you need a time out, if you just need a moment to pause, and the benefits of actually taking time to pause. A lot of us have some stories about taking time to pause. We claim it as we're being lazy, or we just feel guilty and we feel like we just need to keep doing things. We're going to miss out. We're going to fall behind. All of that kind of chatter shows up. And if that happens for you, I can relate because I know it shows up a lot for me. But I wanted to touch on this topic because I'm about to take a pause myself. So let's talk about the benefits in doing so. Let's get on with the show. So by the time this episode airs, I'll actually be out of the country in Brazil. And I will be there for 3 weeks. This is a trip that my husband and I have planned for quite a while. It originally got canceled due to COVID. And then it got rescheduled. And we're just going because we're going to be out in the middle of nowhere, kind of jungle style. So I feel safe about that. And we are just going to be taking a moment to pause. Literally, that is the purpose, is that we're not going to be working on anything specific. And normally when we take trips, it's either to see family, like there's an agenda in mind, right? To see family, to go hike, to see the specific place. And now it's really to pause. But I guess that's the agenda for this coming trip. We will be off the grid. So I won't be getting on the internet and constantly checking things or anything like that. And I am somebody who identifies as someone who likes to stay busy, who likes to continuously make progress. And my idea of that is to always be moving and always kind of be working on something. And at the end of the day, I want to know that I accomplished things that move me closer to my goals. And I know that if you're listening right now, you can relate to that feeling of always wanting to grow. And I know that you could probably relate to the feeling of getting on yourself when you're not doing something that you consider to be productive. Like after the fact, you're just like, oh, you didn't get this done, or you were being lazy. Like that kind of chatter shows up in your mind. And I know that's something that I struggle with a lot. And it's really just, I struggle just pausing, just to keep it real. And coming up in some more episodes here, we're going to be talking about mindfulness and meditation and things like that. And that's something that I also struggle with because, again, I just have it in my nature to always want to be moving. And I think that for a lot of us, our greatest strengths are our greatest weaknesses. And for me, I consider myself to be someone who is very ambitious and wants to grow. And for some reason, I developed this idea that me growing means I'm always doing something and not pausing. Like that's my thoughts of it. And I know that that's just a made up kind of story and it's not true. I know there's a lot of benefits to pausing. So being the curious person that I am, I wanted to research, well, what are the benefits of pausing? Somebody convinced me that me going off the grid for 3 weeks is a really good thing for me to do. And if you're listening to this, you might be thinking like, oh, it would be so nice to just go kind of off the grid and be in this place that's like beautiful, right, for 3 weeks. Well, you know that when you do that, it's after a while, and I've noticed this with other people too. I just noticed this with family gatherings even. After a while, people get really antsy. Like they feel like they need to go back to work, need to be doing something because they're used to that. That's the program that is running. It's really hard for a lot of people to truly pause. You know, like even if you're on vacation, to truly just like go with the flow and surrender, that's a battle for people. You know what I mean? So I got an email recently that inspired me to really want to dive into the power of pausing. It basically said, isn't it interesting when you go away for a while, how all of a sudden you have more downloads on your podcast than you had before, or more people buy your course, or when you stop trying so hard, that's when all these job opportunities come your way. Or like you've heard where people stop trying to have a baby and then that's when they have a baby, or they stop trying to find a significant other and bam, it happens. And I feel like there's wisdom in that, that there's a pattern there. And I think it's because energetically something is shifting. People are surrendering. And I think of pausing as surrendering in a sense. Now, let it be known, I'm not saying that you don't ever work towards your goals. You know, I'm not saying that because I'm all about being intentional, making progress, things like that. But I also think that you can intentionally surrender and that you intuitively know if you let your intuition speak, like you intuitively know when it's time for you to just pause or when you need a timeout. So let's talk about times that you might need a timeout, like, or symptoms you might have. Like, think about it this way. If you are dealing with work and it's super stressful and you find yourself just not taking care of yourself, not being able to even think about taking care of yourself, feeling just burnt out, maybe like lacking motivation, not really having the drive or doing the quality of work that you've done in the past because you just really don't care, right? Like, I think a lot of us can relate to getting to that point of burnout. And that's an example of where you need that timeout, where you need that pause to recharge, and that it's not a bad thing. But a lot of times in those times, we already feel so behind that we don't want to take the time to pause because we're like, we already feel behind. But there's beauty in the surrender. And there's a shift that can happen that you need. And creativity and even just improving your relationships. Like, a lot of times, you need that pause to make that happen, to be able to think creatively, to be able to find solutions to your problems, to improve a relationship. Now, I'm going to tell you some examples about that because I just learned today. I was listening to a book called Do Pause, You Are Not a To-Do List. And it really stood out to me because I'm like, I love my to-do list. And I feel like sometimes I can identify with my to-do list. Like, my value comes from how much I got done. Like, I hate saying that, but I really feel like a lot of times that's where I feel like I'm not good enough unless I did X, Y, Z. Like, and I'm just being real with you because I know that you can relate to that feeling. And how a lot of us equate like our worth with our productivity. And it's just nuts. And then when we think about it, it's like, what is the point of being here on earth? Like, I know that we have gifts that we're meant to share with the world. I know that to be true. I know we all have purpose here. And I also feel like we are meant to enjoy our life. And if we're doing all these things like hustling and all the stuff, but we're not actually enjoying our life, it's like, What's the point of hustling so hard? Like, you know, and the book that I was reading shared a story about how the author was hiking and he was hiking like really fast up a mountain and he looked behind him and like the people he was initially with were so far behind. And he's like, what the heck? Like, you know, come on. And he realized that they were so far behind because they were stopping to enjoy the views, you know, along the way where he was just rushing just to get up to the top. And it's like, what's the point of hiking? Like, I think about it even that way, like if you're not going to enjoy it. And just think about it in your own life, like how much you hustle, but like how much do you actually enjoy it along the way? I remember back in the day, people were more intentional about their day of rest. Like Sunday was truly a day of rest. Like places were not open. Like I just remember that. And now some people still honor that, but a lot of us don't. And I think about how good it would feel if you gave yourself permission to pause. Like you picked a day where you're like, truly, I'm not going to work on anything. I'm just going to enjoy that day. There's no expectations of me to do anything in particular. Like, I feel like that's something I haven't given myself permission for. And I'm all about being intentional, but there's so much power in pausing. Like, how can I be intentional about adding that into my life? So pick a specific day where I can do that. The author also talked about how he kind of adopted habits that other people had, like their day of rest. And I think he had a roommate or something like that that was Jewish, and they had the day of Sabbath, and that was Saturday, where that person truly didn't do anything. They didn't work on homework or nothing. I think this was when he was in college. And he was just like, what? And he noticed that it didn't cause that person to have horrible grades or really fall behind. If anything, they were more energized and more productive because of it. So the author goes on to say in the book that machines are built to do many things super fast. We are not machines. And I think about how our society has kind of convinced us that we should be doing so many different things, and we should constantly be productive and constantly busy. And we've developed habits and programs around it, even just constantly looking at our phone. I mean, look around. How many people can't even go out to dinner without being obsessed with their phone? Can't even have a conversation with their loved ones without picking up their phone and scrolling through it, because it's a habit that they've developed. And that's a form of being busy. That is not being intentional about pausing. So how do you even define a pause? Because it really could be like the 2 seconds that you stop to think about how to answer a question, having lunch with a friend, or a year of sabbatical that you took from work, you know? Really what it is, it's breaking your rhythm. Think of it that way. Instead of looking at it as us being lazy or we're procrastinating, what if we looked at it as an opportunity to actually recharge us, to make us more productive? What if we were more intentional with our pausing? Would we feel as bad and guilty about it because we were truly intentional about it? We planned to pause. So pausing is not just like an empty space. Like when you press the pause button, in a sense, your thoughts don't just stop. You know that if you tried doing meditation, right? The thoughts keep showing up. You can think about it as daydreaming. In the book Neuro Wisdom, which you know I love because I've mentioned it several times on the podcast, it says that daydreaming is part of the brain's creative process. But most children are criticized by teachers when their minds begin to wander in class. These teachers don't know that this is a natural process that occurs every few minutes, one that is essential for learning new information. As researchers at the University of Edinburgh discovered, just a couple minutes of restful daydreaming after learning something new will boost your memory. Mind wandering has a bad reputation that most people resist the impulse to daydream, or think of it as pausing, especially when they're at work. Rather than fight this impulse, we encourage you to deliberately daydream / pause for brief periods whenever you feel stressed or are struggling with a difficult problem or an emotional issue. Not only will it improve your mood when you return to your work, you'll remain focused for a longer period of time. Studies show this. So right there, we know that we don't need to leave for like 3 weeks at a time or whatever to actually feel the benefits of pausing. Like you can do it throughout the day, like especially after when you're trying to learn something new or just like giving yourself permission to pause because it's a natural instinct to do so. I think it helps with learning because it allows you to shift out of that busyness state and then kind of really soak in that information or receive answers that weren't available to you when you were in that hustle phase. And if we go back to energy, these are different kinds of energetic states. And creativity is at a higher energetic state. I know that there are a lot of amazing thinkers out there, like you think of Albert Einstein and other people like that, who have been very intentional about taking times to pause and to let themselves just think. I just read something that said Bill Gates takes a week every year where it's like he is not available, and he calls it his think week. And that's when all these kinds of ideas flow in. In the Do Pause book, the author talks about how he invited a friend over for some getaway thing. And at first, his friend was really worried that he wasn't going to be productive enough. And then after being there for a couple days and so on, he ended up finding solutions to the problems that he had. He had all these great ideas, And he started to see the value in pausing. And he didn't even realize how badly he needed that pause until he allowed himself to have it. I was listening to something, too, that was talking about the Bible quote, you know, be still and know. And it was talking about how this was said in reference to, like, war, in a sense. Like, if you are continuing to fight and think about it as, like, hustle, trying to make this thing happen, be still and know that I am God. Like, let God be God. I think a lot of us try to hustle, control, and every like, do all this stuff. And it's like, we forget that if it is to be, it is up to me and God. And God. Like, it's not just up to you. Because if you're always hustling, fighting, grinding, burning yourself out, you are not going to be the kind of person that people want to be around. Because that energy is going to be low. And, you know, like, I know that there's magic that happens when we surrender. I remember, gosh, when I was really struggling trying to find a job, like back in the day, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I sent out so many resumes and all this stuff. And like, I'm like, I teach resume writing and I'm still not getting any hits, you know, on my resume, all of this stuff. And I remember when I was like, you know what? I just surrender. Like, I trust that it's all going to work out for me. And bam, I kid you not, I had 8 interviews within like 2 days. And I had all these job opportunities when I had nothing before that. And I know that it had to do with how I shifted my energy. And I know when I've worked with my clients in the past, how frustrating it can be when you're searching for a new job. And we're always like talking about their energy and getting their energy right. And it can be so hard when you're in that mode of like, but I got to do all these things so I can make this happen. And it's like, you forget that and God part. Like, you get like, you're doing the work, but God is there to help you too. So something to think about, like, where can you surrender a little more in your life? Where can you add some more pausing? Even throughout the day, can you pause to just take a little walk without getting on your phone? Can you just allow some wisdom to come in and be downloaded without having something your brain consuming something? I mean, even as you're listening to me, like, what if you took some time and said, turn me off, even though I want you to come back, but to actually like pause and let your own wisdom come in, you know, that's divinely there for you. All those awesome ideas that I know that you keep getting, but maybe you haven't taken action on because you've been so busy and not taking the time to pause. Pausing can help with your creativity and your relationships. We talked a little bit about that. In the book, How to Get Ideas, the creative director who wrote the book, James Foster, he ended up examining a lot of advice about creativity from all these really creative people that are well known. And he said every single one of them said that they have a practice of pausing, like they're intentional about it. And as far as relationships, the author in the Do Pause book was talking about when he used to be a facilitator and what he would actually do when he was like working with people. He would just pause when they said something and he would say, so, and kind of like leave it up in the air and then leave a pause after it. And he said the things that people would share was things that they truly felt that was on their mind when he allowed himself to pause and he let them feel that pause. It's almost like then the magic came out. And then he also told a story about how this famous director would, before he said action, he would take time to like pause, holding the whatever that thing is called that, you know what I'm talking about, the action thing. And anyways, he would take time to pause. And he said that that was where like this magic happened, like this anticipation where people were like, oh, and then it got them to really like do well with their acting. He really felt like that was an essential piece of it. So meditation is something that we're told to do often, that there's a lot of mental health benefits to it. There's productivity benefits. You know, you've heard all the things, but we struggle with it because we feel like we need to get it right. It needs to be a certain way. Whereas pausing is something we all know how to do instinctively. And like the NeuroWisdom book said, you can just take pauses throughout the day and allow your brain to wander. That is normal. That should happen. It's a benefit to you. I've traveled a lot, and I've noticed that in areas where it's more remote, there's this greater sense of community there, and people aren't rushing constantly. It's like they really enjoy life more. And you can see that, you can feel it. But then if you think of areas where it's really busy in the world, like these major cities and areas like that, people are hustling, trying to get on to the next thing. And even though they're always thinking about the future, right? These are often the areas where people are innovative in the sense of like technology and what we're going to do in the future. And they're just so obsessed with being in the future that they miss the moment now. So that comes at a cost, because it comes at a cost to their relationships. It comes at a cost to their life. Because meanwhile, while you're trying to design this thing so badly for the future, you're missing the moment now. And, you know, I'm big about planning and talking about the future. I just think that there's a blend where we can make sure that we're also being intentional with the times that we're pausing. And instead of trying to rush to reach the top of the mountain, to enjoy the views on the way up. Even think about, gosh, when kids are being naughty, you know what I mean? You're like, you want a timeout? You want to go on timeout? And they're like, no, right? They resist it, kind of like us. But it's like a lot of times you put them in timeout and they have that moment to sit there and to pause and to think, and they come back like all refreshed and they're good. I even just remember seeing a little kid, like his mom did put him in timeout, and then he was like, she's like, you feel better? Like after he got a timeout, and he was like, yeah. And he was all like calm, you know? And I think some of us need that, because a timeout is actually a time in. Think of it that way. All right. So enjoy taking time for yourself. Think about when you're going to do that intentionally. Add it throughout your day. And just have an awesome week. Again, if you like this, you know what to do. Leave a review if you haven't shared it. And come back for another episode next week. Have an awesome week. Bye.